Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the Big Event Sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Well, the cattle futures market today continued its slide down the limit in the first 6 months here in the live cattle. And then feeder cattle looks like August is going to settle down about $6.42 at $127.97. September's limit down $6.75 at $127.20. I've been monitoring the box beef prices and the slaughter, and it looks like the current slaughter today was 116,000 cattle, which was about 2,000 lower than the same day last week and about 3,000 lower than the same day last year. Week to date, we've slaughtered 231,000. That same period last week, we were up to 237,000, and then the same period last year, 236,000. So slightly behind where we would normally be compared to the recent history. And it's interesting to note that what's going on with that, and then also the box beef market relative to the slaughter. Box beef today was up $5.45 on choice at $224.07. Select was up $2.43 at $222. So the box beef market has really rallied despite this cattle futures market weakness here across the board. Hogs today were down about $1.17 at $62.60. So the entire meat sector is feeling the impact.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another innovative new wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has the broadest geographic reach among all the OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the week's draw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields and finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Today's grain markets were mixed here. We had corn under significant pressure with September corn down 19.5 cents at 365 3/4. December 16 1/4 lower at 376 1/2. One thing to note is that the December corn did go fill the gap down at 377 1/2, made back in May on May 13th. That was actually the day it made the low and then gapped higher the next day on the delayed planting. But the lowest this contract has been this year is again, May 13th, which is the gap we filled today. And that low was 363 3/4. So we're 13 cents away from the lowest price of these contracts. And now keep in mind, we are still have a late planted crop and the threat of an early freeze. In 1993 was the last situation similar to this. The market actually started rallying in September of that year. So still a lot of game to be played here. The crop's not necessarily in the bin at this point. Now, beans were 10 to 11 higher, so they kind of diverged there from corn. Chicago wheat was unchanged. Kansas City wheat down 8.5 cents. December cotton did rally today, up 143 at 59.57. Markets overall have just been extremely wild here the last two trading days, with the cattle being limit and then also the corn being very violent. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk for loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.